producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Weekly update on what's going on in medicine. Plus, he's going to give you a full update on my healthy body, which was.
I've been waiting all day.
We all have. Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
You hear that?
Okay. What's
you
the noise?
Can you identify the mystery sound of Christmas? Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Oh, she's wrapping presents.
Good for you.
That's curling.
Oh, I was going to either guess that or scotch tape coming off of the roll.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Listen, here we go.
Very good. So how many people realize that St. Nicholas has been around since the 4th century? St. Nicholas, the idea of somebody delivering presents. The Catholic Church came to be in about the 4th century, and that's when they took over shortly thereafter, some of the pagan holidays and put them all into one. The holiday we now call Christmas and always Christmas. But the idea of presents being distributed, actually, many people think started with the wise men. The idea of frankincense and myrrh, and what was the other thing that they brought? Frankincense, myrrh, and
gold.
Gold.
And Taco Bell.
And a Taco Bell certificate was brought. Yeah, that all started back in the 4th century, 8th century, 12th century. It's been going on for a long, long time. But many people think that St. Nicholas... Actually, there were those people. When I was a kid, I remember the Coca-Cola bottles and some people suggesting that the Coca-Cola bottles... you had a picture of St. Nicholas with his the beard and everything on the Coca-Cola bottle, when Santa Claus first appeared. But that's, how it's been used commercially. The image of St. Nicholas has been used commercially. And think about it. From when you were a child to today, how many times have you seen that image used? And has it been connected with just the fun of Christmas time, or has it been connected with commercialization of Christmas time? I think that's there's so much commercialism around this thing, and we've tied them together so that things don't seem good at Christmas unless we have a good commercial retail season, which, by the way, is something that has happened this season. We've had a good one. Why is everybody so quiet?
Because we're listening to you talk about how Christmas is tied to commercialism.
Okay.
Way to bring in the spirit, buddy.
I know.
It's not springtime.
Do you want to ring a bell?
Oh, will you stop it?
You're right, though. I mean, he's right. But
I actually had this conversation yesterday with someone, and I'll tell you what happened, but I think I'm going to throw up a little in my mouth when I say it.
Really?
I'm actually contemplating next year doing a gift-free Christmas.
Very good for you.
No.
Getting or giving.
Giving. Here's the thing. I give gifts to... because I like to tell people that they're important to me, so I give a lot of gifts. And this year,
Wait. Okay, here's where this stops. This really drives me nuts about you. There is not a better human being on the planet that I know of than you.
I can think of a couple, but she's right up there.
I know Mother Teresa.
If I take Meredith out of the equation, and some of the
and people, and a few other people, a short list.
And my dead dog.
And no,
you're right up.
So why in the world would you think that people would think better of you because you got them Christmas presents?
It has nothing to do with what people think about me. It's did you hear me say it's because I like to show people that they're important to me. So I
do that every day of your life
because it is the thoughtful thing to do when people are in your life and a part of your life. And
so that means
you know,
that I'm not thoughtful because I'm not giving you a gift.
Right. Don't worry, you're still on the list of the top 50 most of my favorite people. Behind Meredith and a dog.
I honestly feel that I'm not very important to Jennifer until I open that bottle of wine that she's
right.
sent me.
That's
yeah,
right.
I don't think,
that's
I don't
what
think
I
you value me as a human being because you haven't sent me
right.
anything.
That's
you
what
know
I
what? You
right.
guys are going to love my idea. You ridicule.
I will know that you care about me.
Then
otherwise,
you're
going to
love my idea for next year because it's over, kids.
Over.
So next year when you're like, where's my gifts? I'm going to say, you know what? Last year you were laughing at me. It's over. No, but I just think it gets out of hand, you know? It's like you
it
spend
does get out of
time.
Hand. Craziness.
Especially because I try to really think things through for people, and so it's a lot. And I've gotten into giving excursions to people, so I was thinking maybe that's what it's going to be. Maybe instead
I
of...
I had one of those about 4 years ago. It was a diesel-powered excursion. It was
an excursion, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah. Right.
You get a car, and you get a car. Anyway, I'm done telling you. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because
so, in a moment.
I love to get them, too.
All right, so that's next. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
the magic.
Hey, you said I could come back.
I did. Excuse me. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Let me do my thing. Okay, ready. 15 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
No, don't start it with the time.
Wait.
Just say this time now for it. Just start it with time.
Hey, I heard that we're supposed to give the time a lot. All right, fine. Time now to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And, you know, on the Good Day Show, our little fearless leader, Doug Steffens, ventured and took the long trip to go see Dr. Ken Kronhaus to allow Dr. Ken to go poking around in the mothership.
Otherwise known as Doug's body.
Temple. The temple of Doug. Okay, sorry, I just wanted to call you the mothership. You can have it.
The temple of doom.
Depends on which end of the temple you're on.
So what'd you find, Dr. Ken? Anything good in there?
Just a lovely sight to see.
Clean and pink, right? Everywhere.
That's it. Okay. All right, so I've had my checkup. I'm fine and dandy. Meredith's checked up. She's fine and dandy. Meanwhile, Americans are drinking themselves to death at record rates. Not exactly Merry Christmas stuff, but the reality is, as we get into New Year's, this is a season when a lot of people are drinking. So maybe you might want to temper your drinking a bit, Ken, huh?
Exactly. CDC reports this week that Americans are drinking themselves to death in record numbers. More than 30,700 people died from alcohol poisoning and cirrhosis of the liver, Doug, last year. And when you factor in deaths from alcohol-related driving under the influence, the total number of alcohol-related deaths, it rises to more than 88,000.
Woo! Wow. Okay, a couple of breast cancer items that are not to be dismissed. One of them has to do with this link that was found between your gums and what's going on in the rest of your body.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention this week. Postmenopausal women with gum disease, Doug, they're more likely to develop breast cancer and face increased risk if they have a history of smoking. Previous research has linked periodontal disease to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, as well as oral, esophageal, head, neck, pancreatic, and lung cancers. Smoking history, even for women who quit 20 years before the study, was shown to significantly increase the risk for breast cancer in women with gum disease.
All right. So now there's a move afoot because breast cancer is happening younger and younger all the time. What happens with somebody who has breast cancer to if a woman has either been pregnant once, wants to get pregnant again, what happens to their fertility?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. The chemotherapy, it can affect the young breast cancer patient's fertility, sending her into premature menopause. So in many cases, Doug, doctors provide patients with hormonal therapy during chemo to prevent this side effect. The most reliable way in 2015 to preserve a patient's fertility is through egg harvesting prior to chemotherapy and in vitro fertilization. But those who cannot afford this procedure can choose to receive hormonal therapy.
Wow, that's pretty astounding, isn't it, huh? It's gotten to that point. That's amazing news. Speaking of amazing news, Dr. Ken wants to spend a minute talking to you about how you can beat the odds if you're spelling beat, B-E-E-T. This is a powerful, not a medicine, and maybe not even a supplement. This is an all-natural product called Super Beats that Ken's got wrapped up and put a bow around for you to understand how great it is for you to be on this program.
As we make our New Year's resolutions to have good health, you can't have head-to-toe outstanding health without having adequate nitric oxide production in your body. This is the third gas, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide, that everybody needs to know about. It's going to rewrite the textbooks. The Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide in 1998. It's a signaling molecule that's used from head-to-toe. It's important for the circulation. It's important for the immune system. Everywhere you look in the body, nitric oxide is necessary. The body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. You need the building blocks of nitric oxide, dietary nitrates to continuously make it. There's products to keep that level up from the company that Doug's going to tell you about. There's also a product if you want a boost of nitric oxide with your workout to help you get the oxygen throughout about the body.
Well, Neo 40 is the product that gets it started immediately. A little capsule, crystallized super beaks, put it in your tongue, and it distributes itself quickly around your body, gives you a charge of energy. But this product, along with the super beaks, opens up your arteries so that the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. You can get it by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A mean one, a Mr. Grinch.
Time now for us to review the top sounds of Christmas from the soundsofchristmas.com. Ken Kessler's Christmas website that has thousands of Christmas songs. So explain again, Kenny, if you will, how this site works. How do you come up every day with a different list of the most downloaded or most listened to tunes that you have available for people on the soundsofchristmas.com?
Well, it's like a radio station, except that it's on the internet. You go to soundsofchristmas.com and you click on the tree that's right there, and a little player pops up, and you can listen, and you listen to the music. And if there's something that you like, you can click on the thumbs up to say that you like it. And if you don't like it, you click on the thumbs down. And lots of people do that all day, all night, and it sends me the information, and it rates all the songs by who got the most thumbs up.
Okay, so these are the thumbs up songs from the last 24 hours. Top 10 thumbs up songs
right
from the soundsofchristmas.com. Number 10, you're listening to Darius Rucker, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from last year. Number 9 is Mulberry Lane and the Christmas in the Car from 2008. Number 9.
My radio on, Christmas in the Car.
I don't know this song, but I like it. All right, so one of the other songs we've heard a good deal of this Christmas season is the number 8 most listened to and downloaded song on soundsofchristmas.com. Brian Setzer's orchestra with Yabba Dabba Yuletide this year.
Merry Christmas.
Brand new song.
And a happy holiday to you.
Creative, what a clever thing.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't this clever?
He's really good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Right, right. All the houses down the street.
Very good stuff.
Full of all the Christmas trees.
Oh, yabba, 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 you guys. Number seven is, I'm surprised at this one. This is the second time this has shown up in the top ten from the Sounds of Christmas. Queen, and thank God it's Christmas. First recorded in at least 1984.
I said this the other day.
Can't yes, get over it. Can't wrap this up around Queen. Christmas.
Yeah, Queen Christmas songs.
Doesn't seem to equate or compute. Number six computes for sure. This is from his first Christmas album, Stevie Wonder.
Someday at Christmas.
Beautiful. Not a great Christmas.
Boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys.
Perfect stuff.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Great, great musical things. So that's number six. Let's get to the top five on the soundofchristmas.com website. This is Pledge Drive and Christmas Rhapsody from 2003. Christmas really matters.
Who's this really? Doing a Queen.
Yeah. This is a band called Pledge Drive.
It really is. Is that cool? Yeah. Clever.
Santa, been really bad. Been writing on the wall. Yeah. Broke a window with my bomb.
So, Santa, there are a number of new songs that are being reflected. It's the beauty of Kenny's website. Go check it out. Soundsofchristmas.org. I'm sorry, .com. But this year we have four or five songs that have been pretty popular consistently. I think it's the third time we've found Roger McGuinn in the top ten. It's been pretty consistent, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He puts up a new Christmas song for free every year on his website.
Good for him. All right, so that's Roger McGuinn from the Turtles, Angels We've Heard on High. Number four this week, Dean Martin from 1966. Okay, number two, Dick Van Dyke and the Fantastics, Old Fashioned Christmas.
How I wish.
Been doing well. And number one on the list today, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, I Believe in Father Christmas from 1975 on the soundsofchristmas.com website.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stephen, good day. Christmas Eve program. Jennifer Horn is here, and I'm so pleased about her being here with us. Hopefully she'll be with us tomorrow as we do this program live on Christmas Day. Rich McFadden will not be here, be with his family, which makes nothing but sense. Kenny, I've forgotten whether you decided you were going to be here or you weren't going to be here.
Were
you
going to be here? I'm going to be with Lisa and her family tomorrow morning.
Lisa and her family. What an outrage.
An outrage.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
Oh.
When all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With an old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. more rapid than eagles their coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane flies, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house top, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe, and his clothing were all tarnished with ashes and so. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, as he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll, small mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me knowledge I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, not anything, went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then he turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Done.
Doug was crying. Stop.
Oh, what in the world?
Did I interrupt something?
No. He is so sad.
No, I'm actually quite happy.
Why were you crying?
I missed
well, I think it's very emotional. I think it's a very emotional piece for many people.
I prefer Hickory Dickory Dock.
My mouse ran up the clock. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. There's hardly a soul alive who can't identify with this description of Santa Claus. And I think that we all bring ourselves back to our childhood to a point which is part of the wonder of Christmas, is it not? It isn't so much, I mean, yeah, Richie goes to the mall with his children, and we have our love time with the people that we care most about. That's all swell. But as an adult, I think what happens more often than not, is that you go back to those times. And many of us think, I think maybe most of us think, that at some point in our childhood, life was better than it is as an adult. I'm not sure that's true, but I think a lot of people think that way. This was a poem that was written by Clement Moore, was published anonymously under the newspaper editor's title, Account from a Visit of St. Nicholas. First appeared, I think it was on this day, in 1823, in the Albany Troy newspaper, Albany, New York. And so it had been written actually the year before and had appeared in the newspaper, but it was sort of an op-ed piece. And then it appeared in a more prominent position the next year. And its popularity is still today, I think, with not just traditionalists. I just think that it's something cool to have. And I've done that every year on the air with probably the same results, Jennifer, for as many years, Richie, as I've been doing this program. I think.
So what was your favorite Christmas? Do you have a
Mine?
favorite Christmas memory?
Ooh, what a great question.
And I'd ask that to you, too, Rich and Ken.
My favorite.
When I was 11 years old, I got my first guitar.
My favorite Christmas. I have to give that a thought because it doesn't pop into my mind quickly. I will tell you that my favorite Christmas memories as a child, and they hold till today, were going to my aunt's house in Wellesley, Massachusetts. She had and her family had a tradition that it became Christmas for us, for my two sisters and me. And when she died, that stopped. And so did Christmas, kind of, in a way. I remember we loaded up the car. My father had no other relatives. This aunt, my father was an orphan. He grew up in South Boston. And two of his aunts took him in and didn't raise him. But, I mean, they were influential. And so he was always closest to this aunt. So I guess it would be like going to a grandmother or your grandparents' house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I remember that it was a way for me to escape from whatever realities were actually going on. Is that's a horrible thing to remember. This is coming into my mind at the moment.
I get that. I get it.
The stuff that went on between my mother and father sort of was put aside, and the focus was on my aunt and her house. She had a beautiful house in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and a big, beautiful full tree every year. It seemed like the tree almost consumed the whole room. They had a sort of a pilot room on the back side of the house. It was a round room that had seating all the way around it, so you could have everybody in the room eating things for Christmas or opening the Christmas presents, and everybody was sitting around this magnificent huge tree that was in the middle of the room. And so I remember this lasted until my grandmother, my aunt, I think she died when I was 11. So that happened for all the years I remember, from my first memories, at least until I was 11. And then after that, Christmas just didn't seem to have the same meaning. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you, as you asked me, Jennifer, I can't. I'm just trying to go through college memories and when the children were small, we had good, really good Christmases because it was something that Tony, my former wife, was good at creating, and so the memories of that time were good. And then after that, when we were divorced and the kids would be with me part of the Christmas day and with her part of the Christmas day, I'd set up the tree and lights and that sort of thing, and then I had them do it. And certainly when they got into high school years, they sort of lost interest in it. And so, you know, that's sort of the chronology. And I don't think I enjoyed, again, I'm pulling this all out of my memory bank, but I don't think I enjoyed another Christmas till a couple of years ago. I think it was 3 years ago at this time, when Meredith got a huge tree. We got it together. We set it up in my big room, the back room of the house, and she was, I came home from, I don't know, I was working on the farm or something, but it was dark outside, so she couldn't see me. And she was up on a ladder, and that's how tall the tree was. This is a big room, and it has a really high ceiling. So she was decorating it, and I just watched her. It's cool. So, what about you, Kenny? That's a good question.
I'm not sure which is my favorite, but one of my favorite Christmas memories was the first Christmas that I got out here and became part of my new family.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was very late on Christmas Eve. We had been out somewhere with the kids looking at lights and stuff, and they came home very sleepy, and Reno really wanted to open a present, but he was so tired, and he's falling asleep on the stairs saying, "Just one present."
It was so
cute.
Did he call you Dad? What did he call you?
No, they both always called me Ken.
Ken, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's a great meaning. Richie, you've got so many meanings, so many memories, I'm sure, because of your children, but do you go back to your own childhood with your memories?
Yeah, like I said, when I was 11 years old, I got my first guitar, and that was it just hit me. Tears, the whole thing. I was so happy.
Yeah. Aw, that's cute. You cried over your guitar?
I was so happy. I still have that guitar.
I'm trying to picture you. I think maybe you might bring tears to our eyes when you play the guitar. I don't remember.
That would definitely happen.
I've never seen
a waste.
Tears in your
all
eyes.
All I've ever wanted to do is be a good guitar player, and I'm not.
We could probably arrange that. He's sensitive. Rich is a sensitive guy. He sucks it all in. But
does he?
You don't have to be a crier to be sensitive.
No, you don't.
I've
always wanted one of these.
All right, so what about you, Jen? You asked a question.
You know, I think probably for me, childhood was always the best. You know, I'd spend a ton of time at my grandparents' house, and Christmas Eve was the night that they'd actually come to ours. And so my mom and I would go to church at 4 o'clock. We'd go to the children's liturgy at my church, and we'd come home about 5, and my mom would start cooking dinner.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. What's the difference between children's liturgy?
You would
and
love
adult
it.
Liturgy.
Well, it was the children's liturgy is when the kids actually put on the mass. So, like the students at the school I went to would be in the mass. It would be a children's choir, really cute and
so
cool.
So it's a pageant,
right?
So.
Well, it's a regular church service. It's just the kids do the readings, the kids do the singing. The priest usually brings the kids up on the altar for the homily. So it's just it's church light almost. And so that was kind of my mom and I. That's our tradition. So we still do that. So we go to church at 4. We come back. My mom would start cooking, and I'd sit in the window, and I would just wait. And you know when you're little, how things just seem bigger than they really are?
Yes.
I felt like our driveway had like this hill in it. And I'd wait, and I'd see my grandparents' car. It was a 71 Cougar that my grandmother called a little car.
Well, they were. Those were
yellow,
small cars
kind of like
then.
Like a cream-colored, it was cream-colored, almost yellow. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember waiting in the window, sitting on my knees on the chair, waiting for that big old boat of a car to come pulling into the driveway. And you see like the front of the car arrive 10 minutes before the rest of them got there because they pull so slowly into the driveway. Yeah. And for me, that was just so cool to have them at my house. That was like a big deal. And I think probably my most memorable Christmas as a kid, and I think I've shared this story with you, is... You know, I was at an age where I was kind of unsure. I was questioning Santa, and I had my suspicions confirmed that Santa was real one year because there were actually boot marks from the fireplace to the Christmas tree and back again, and I got an IOU from Santa because it was a really popular year for the pumpkin farm, which I wanted, and Santa said, you know what, my elves ran out, but on your birthday, I will have something waiting for you, and sure enough, I woke up on my birthday that year, and Santa had left me a present.
Santa was a good old boy.
Yeah.
And
a lot of fun.
That. All right, but aren't these good? These are, and the reason we tell you these stories, folks, all of us, is because we want you to think along the same lines as well. Merry Christmas, 48 past the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenva is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenva should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenva. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at VeraJackson.com. That's VeraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It seems like a pretty pointless exercise, Brian.
I know, but I just thought as long as we were here, might as well stop by and say hello to the old guy. Look at him.
Why?
Well, let's just say for the sake of argument that there is a Santa Claus. And that you don't believe in him. Is it worth the risk that you might not get anything for Christmas this year?
I could make guesses.
Then there'd be some hope for me. I can't. I'm finished. Hey, jingle
bells, jingle bells. One more time, Brigitte. Jingle
sure.
Listen carefully. Together. That's it.
Together, we're going to prove that there is a Santa Claus and that you're him.
Ah.
Okay, guys, calm down.
So this is Natalie Cole from a remake of a very famous Christmas movie. You figure it out. You get our Mannheim Steamroller pack as a prize. 888-302-3684. Natalie Cole with Jingle Bells from this movie that was sort of a re-release in the mid-1990s. That's enough information, Kenny, isn't it? For people to get onto the first page. What is this? It's from a movie that's a remake of a marvelous Christmas tradition. So what's the name of it? 888-302-3684. Kenny, I mean, Richie, I want to play one more of those hints, one of the clips to come from
the
movie.
I could make you believe, and there'd be some hope for me. I can't. I'm finished.
I think this was the same script verbatim from the original movie, was it not?
It was,
just
yeah.
Different characters. I think that was the way it all worked. So if you know what the name of the movie is, you help yourself to 888-302-3684, and you'll get the Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, which is a CD live of their 30-40 Christmas album, and that great chocolate that they give, the canister of chocolate mix. Woof, man, the good stuff. So what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Movie moments on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program at 57 past the hour, trying to figure out what our holiday movie is. Clark Griswold is calling us from, where are you, Clark?
El Paso, Texas.
So your last name is Griswold, eh?
No, my last name is Lewis. Ellie's.
Oh, come on, Clark.
It's Griswold right now.
Come on, for the purposes of Christmas, you got to be Clark Griswold.
That's
yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's Chevy Chase.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
All right, so what's the name of this movie that is a remake from the one in the 1940s?
I think it's a Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, sir. It is Miracle on 34th Street. Anybody remember who the stars of the remake were? I certainly
don't. Richard Attenborough was Santa.
Was Santa, yeah.
Okay. And, I can't think of the guy's name. He was on The Practice.
On The Practice. I don't remember him either. All right, so at least we got Richard Attenborough anyway. Clark, what are you doing this special for Christmas?
Well, actually, I'm a truck driver, so I actually be working Christmas night. So I'm just going to open presents, eat a little dinner, and then hit the road.
So are you a local driver or are you a cross-country driver?
Well, I drive about 400 miles one way and 400 back. So I'll have to be back the next night, yeah.
So do you do like a FedEx, or do you drive one of those trucks that delivers parcels and goes on the same route pretty much
every
day?
Well, I deliver furniture and appliances.
From a warehouse to a set of stores, is that how it works?
Yes, from the warehouse to the store, and then they take it to the customers that order it.
What else do you want to make? What color is your truck, Clark?
White.
Oh, good. All right.
What kind of a truck is it? Is it a Freightliner?
Oh, jeez.
Be real, what is it?
Well, believe me, it's one that I really don't like. It's the Internet.
No. You don't like Internationals? Those engines, the DT-466 engine?
Gosh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
what kind of pants are you wearing, Clark?
Right, yeah.
Are you wearing pants? What kind of pants?
Wow.
Why not? Give the guy he can become our Christmas star of the day. All right, Clark, congratulations. You'll get the Mannheim Steamroller. You'll be able to drink that chocolate when you're on the road. Mannheim Steamroller package. Merry Christmas from Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.